Unit 2, Planning Your Web Lifestyle, Part 3, Listening for Details and Main Ideas. Activity 1, Directions. Listen to a person who prefers to get information online when doing a research project, then answer the questions below. I am a student from Southwest University. My name is Janet. When looking for information for a research project, I prefer to get my information mainly from the internet. First of all, it's a very fast and easy way to find the information on the internet. Since we have many search engines such as Google and Bing, we just need to input keywords and the results will be listed on the screen. From the results, we can always find the information related to the research project. Secondly, the internet has more information than printed materials do, and a student can get access to a massive amount of information. However, in a library, you can only check out or carry a few books at a time. Nearly all printed materials now have e-versions online. With many scientific databases, we can always find what we need by the title, the author, or even the content. Besides, some books and references are hard to find in a library. For example, when a book gets checked out by someone else, you have to wait until it's returned, but resources online are always there and ready to use. Activity 2, Directions. Now listen to Janet's talk about the online courses and answer the questions below. The online courses, as a new training method based on a computer and the internet, allows teachers to give classes from a distance away. It is becoming more and more popular in colleges and universities and acts as an effective complement to traditional teaching. However, opinions on it differ from teachers to students. Generally, teachers support it for two reasons. Firstly, the online course can be conducted at home or office, and this offers great convenience to teachers. Secondly, the online courses release teachers from repeating the same content since the video or audio material can be played time and again. However, many students have opposite standpoints. In the first place, with the online course, they lack face-to-face communications with the teachers, and their confusion cannot be solved immediately. In addition, the computer system cannot be guaranteed to work stably all the time. What's more, they do not have strong confidence in their self-discipline without the teachers being around to supervise. The traditional teaching method and the modern ones, like the online course, can be combined together. A more fruitful education will be realized.